Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into another episode of Nerd Up. This week promises to be a ragey one. I've got probably the two ragiest people I know. Asa Gray to my right.
I'm so angry about all so many things.
Yes, he is. It's going to be fun. I got Stephanie across the table.
I'm here.
Yeah, she's not so ragey. She's here to be a calming voice, I hope.
Oh, cool.
And then making her Podzilla 1985 debut, Mandy Kennedy to my left.
Yeah, but I'm angry.
Mandy's also one of the angriest people I know, but I don't know that she's too particularly passionate about the topic today, which is DLC and pre-order bonuses and how much we hate them. If you guys have listened to any shows over the past couple of weeks, you've heard me preach about stop pre-ordering games because this trend of pre-order bullshit is getting out of hand and it's got to stop. And the only way it's going to stop is if you talk with your wallets instead of complaining and then still doing it. Because if you're going to keep doing it, they're going to keep taking advantage of you. That's just what's going to happen. That's like an abusive boyfriend that you complain to your girlfriends about. Yeah, it's not going to make it stop.
That's deep, man.
That's deep. That's deep. Also, Asa and Mandy are a little hungover, so...
No.
Yeah, little. That's cute.
You're going to make me angry!
Why is everyone so loud? The lights are all off, but it's bright in here.
I'm just going to eat my goldfish snacks.
I purposefully left off the normal set of lights for you two.
I got the...
So yeah, the game that really brought this topic up and has really got me super pissed off right now is Deus Ex. Is it
Human Revolution?
Yeah. Wait, is that the first one?
I thought it had Revolution in it.
He's hungover, remember? He don't know.
Yeah, anything that I say that's incorrect, I can just like blame on.
You didn't write
not
that
being...
in your notes?
I didn't.
I wrote Deus Ex bonuses, and then I forgot which Deus Ex, which one we're doing.
I mean, honestly,
wow.
Fuck,
so that
just
was like
fuck
Mankind Divided or
that's
something like that? Divided?
I don't know.
Just whatever.
Just fuck that game.
Fuck it's that a, game in general.
It doesn't deserve for us to know its name.
Exactly. Honestly, yeah, fuck this game in general. The new Deus Ex. There's one on the Xbox 360. We're not talking about that one. It came out a while back. The new Deus Ex coming out. It has a tiered pre-order bonus, and I've got my notes here. Asa, are you okay?
You need to stop saying the new Deus Ex, because all I'm thinking of is new day Deus Ex. So I'm just picturing Xavier Woods and Biggie like with cybernetic enhancements.
See, I would play the shit out of that game.
That would be a great. I'd pre-order it. I mean, wait, no,
we're not supposed to pre-order.
Because unlike Deus Ex, New Day is awesome.
That's very true. Sorry. I didn't.
Anyway, so, yeah, tiered pre-order bonuses. Basically, the more people that pre-order, the more shit you get. That's the idea. And here we go. I've got the tier list. So, tier one, you have a choice of three different loadouts, and it's going to be a community vote. So, you're only going to get one of the three. Because, yeah, fuck you. You either get it's three different costume packs. You get the classic pack, the enforcer pack, or the intruder pack. And the classic pack is just a bunch of costumes based on, like, the first game, then the other a couple of just different costume packs. Tier 2, you get your choice of a digital art book or the soundtrack sampler. Now, I have to really emphasize...
What this sounds like is a bad diner.
Yeah.
The soundtrack sampler.
That's something I really want to emphasize.
Can I add bacon to the soundtrack sampler? I know it comes with sausage, but can I get bacon?
It's digital bacon too. Like it's baked bacon.
Yeah, you have to pay. Bacon is DLC.
No.
At a future date. So yeah, it is a soundtrack sampler, meaning you are not getting the soundtrack. You are getting like the 10-second iTunes version of each song on the soundtrack.
Who doesn't
or
want that?
You can get the digital art book.
Right.
Not both. See, and
who picks this?
They're already made.
Yeah.
They're already made.
It's made. It's out. It's
and,
ready.
And it's probably the finished concept art, too. It's not actually concept art.
Yeah, yeah. No, so. it's the art book. It's finished, full finished art.
Yep. Not the actual idea one, so, but.
And again, that one's community vote. So you either get a. So you either get the digital heart book.
Yeah, so if you have your heart oh set
my
on,
God.
On those 45 seconds of music, but everyone else decides they want the art book, Sorry about you, buddy.
Or if you want the art book because it's actually a full thing and you don't want samples of all the soundtrack, then and everybody else just doesn't read sampler when they hear soundtrack. They're like, oh, soundtrack, music.
This won't be on Spotify in 2 weeks.
I will flip everything over.
I mean, so, it's video game music. You could probably just loop that like 3 times and you've got the song.
That's probably what the real soundtrack will be.
That's why they call it the soundtrack sampler. Like, guys, all of our songs are the same 30 seconds loops. All right. Anyway, tier 3, finally no longer a community decision. You get an extra mission.
Yay.
Basically, you get a part of the game if enough people pre-order it.
That was already made.
Yep, that's already made. It's already available. People can play it. The only way for you to get it, though, is if enough people pre-order the game. Tier 4, back to the choices. Sorry, guys. You either get a comic book or a novella.
Digital for both, I'm assuming?
I also assume that, yes. Okay. But the source I was looking at didn't say for sure. But I assume digital. So you
You
either get a comic book or a novella. And for those of you confused on what a novella is.
No. It's just the comic book without pictures.
Yes.
It's the same exact story. It's just they're like, oh, but do you want pictures with it or do you just want the words?
And you know what's really funny? You're right.
I was being a dick.
I know you were.
So are they, though.
Yes, fuck they them. Are.
Oh, my God.
Who does that?
Do you want them to render the pictures for you, or do you want your brain to come up with the pictures? Because we got 2 options.
but because it's it's probably just half of pictures, because it's probably a sampler, too. So you only get half the panels.
You want the rest.
They're just in
DLC.
Black and white.
Yeah. If enough people pre-order into the 15,000 tier, you'll get the other half of the pictures.
With advertisements.
So, and then tier 5, the final fuck you from Square Enix on this game. The game releases 4 days early. So the game is ready to go and can be shipped 4 days early, but the only way they're going to do it is if enough of you promise that you will pay for it.
I just can't. There's what the fuck is wrong with them? Yeah. I feel like this was supposed to be like an April Fool's bit, but then it got delayed and so they couldn't announce it. And some, like, new intern is like, oh, this is ready to be announced. Let's publish it. And they're just like, oh, well, we can't just be like, JK, guys. It's not going to be that terrible.
You know what I'm really thankful for right now? And remind me about this once Thanksgiving comes around again. I'm glad I don't work at GameStop. Because yes. I don't want to have to explain that to 50 billion people.
Right. So I only get the comic book if... How many people pre-order it?
No.
I don't know,
sir. I don't know because they didn't announce that metric.
Yeah, they never did. So no one knows because the backlash they got from the initial announcement was so bad. They pulled the trailer. They pulled all the information. I'm honestly not sure that they are still doing this. I think they are. I'm fairly confident they are. But they're not publicizing it near as much as they were.
I vote we still treat them like assholes until they are like, sorry, you get everything for free.
Yes.
And the game's coming out 4 days early.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, if you want all of that, you don't want to have to choose between one of the 3 costume packs. You want that art book and that sampler. And you want both the comic book and the equivalent novella. You can pay $149.99 for the Deus Ex Collector's Edition.
What?
It will come with everything, and you get it early. Apparently. Maybe.
But
who knows? They didn't say.
But nothing physical, like...
You get a statue. It's a 6-inch statue of the lead character.
Well, that sells me. I'm all in.
So, yeah, that's the...
What was that voice?
I don't know.
That's maybe half, like, Valley Girl voice. I don't know.
Like, oh my god, I need this statue. OMG.
Please stop.
I am not now the worst sounding person on the show anymore.
No, that's harsh. I've never been on here before. My voice cracked from being drunk last night.
It's all right. You weren't the worst person on here before. Anyway, and Mandy's still not the worst sounding person that's been on the show.
Sorry Thank to you. Throw you under the bus like that.
No, we're at school. Okay. We're not friends.
Oh.
So yeah, that's what you get in the collector's edition. You get everything from all the pre-order packs, plus you get the statue for an extra $90.
It's a statue that you can go fuck yourself with. Love, Square Enix.
Whoa.
I'm sure it'll fit nicely right in. Never mind.
I want the next Saints Row to come with an adult toy.
Now,
not that I'd pick it up, but imagine if it did.
You just get a violator. It's just yeah. a two-handed dildo bat. They might actually, if it, they, yeah, they, I wouldn't put it past
if
them.
If any game would do that, it would be Saints Row.
It certainly would. And you know, parents would still buy it for kids because yes, ah, that's would. Funny.
Actually, what it would be is it would be like a Johnny Gat little bust that just so happens to be in the perfect shape of like
carrying
your butt plug.
The purple, carrying the purple, whatever that
no,
thing
just,
was.
It would just be like, it would just be like a bust about that big. Just,
Ace
but
is demonstrating about 3 inches tall.
Yeah. And then it would just come to a nice little point. Rounded off at the top because his hair.
He's well versed on these things, so
don't look at my browser history.
Okay. I feel like you know too well.
This is only the four of us, right?
Yeah.
No one else is gonna hear this?
No one else.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we have like 2 listeners. You're fine.
Shout out to Shane.
For now.
all right, now I know what you guys are thinking. Now, Deus Ex is an extreme example. It's not always this bad. Now, I'm gonna point out a game that was worse, in my opinion, than Deus Ex.
I mean, it's terrible, because if you're talking about the one that I think you're talking about, yes, it is terrible. But there, no. Tears. I feel like Square Enix saw how Kickstarter works, and they're like, we'll do that. People will love it. People love Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Except, you know, Square Enix is a
Except they've already, you know, they've already got the stuff ready to go, and they're already going to get your money.
Yeah.
I see your point, and I'm pretty sure you are thinking of the right game. The difference is, the amount of money grubbing that is that's the Evolve true. Stuff. Because that's the game, guys. Evolve. Yeah. I was actually really pumped for this game when they first announced it because it looked awesome.
It sounded
I'm a huge
awesome.
Fan of Left 4 Dead. I still haven't played it and I refuse to play it. I refuse to buy it. They are not going to get my money because fuck these guys. And one other point they have against themselves, I guess, in terms of Square Enix, at least Square, when they got all that negative feedback about the tiered stuff, they pulled it. They pulled their
announcements of it.
Right. They pulled the marketing stuff. They might rethink their stuff. Evolve, those guys, fuck those guys. Because they straight up tried to convince you why the ass raping you were receiving was actually for you. Now,
you'll enjoy it.
You will enjoy this ass raping. No, I will not apply lube. Just stop crying, please.
You know, this is oddly appropriate considering the previous Saints Row conversation. I don't...
Now, for those of you that either weren't a part of, didn't remember, didn't pay attention to Evolve and the way that worked. Now, the standard pre-order bonus. If you pre-ordered the game, you got the Savage Goliath skin. So there's already a monster in the game called Goliath. You got a skin for it.
Yay.
You also got a monster. I think it was the Wraith, I want to say what it was. I couldn't find, there were conflicting arguments. Either way, you got a new monster for free if you pre-ordered it. Then you got the Xbox One. So if you pre-ordered it on the Xbox One, in addition to the standard pre-order bonuses, you got 4 skins for the characters, 3 additional characters to play as, and then I couldn't find if this was the same monster or a second additional monster. I think it's just the same one. Then you have the GameStop pre-order bonus. If you pre-ordered it at GameStop, you got 4 extra weapons for your characters. If you pre-ordered it through Amazon, you got 4 additional characters that are different than the ones you get for the Xbox One. So, if you pre-ordered the game for the Xbox One from Amazon, you got 7 extra characters, at least 1 extra monster, and 4 character skins.
Ooh, skins.
Yeah. Now, if you didn't pre-order the game and you wanted this stuff anyway, the monster that you got for free for pre-ordering was an additional $14.99. So $15 for a monster that was ready to go at the beginning of the game that you could get for free if you pre-ordered, but if you didn't, fuck you, because you're clearly not in support of the game. They don't. Your money is not as good to them because they didn't get it until after they released the game. So you have to pay another $15 if you want the monster. You could get 4 characters and 3 skins through the season pass for $24.99. Yeah, $24.99 for 4 characters and 3 skins. And that does not, they called it the season pass. But that's all it included. Because there were still a total of $130 worth of DLC available for the game at launch for different characters, different weapons, and different skins, and a couple of different monsters. $130 if you bought it all a la carte. Those characters, individually, $7.49, the three that comes with the season pass. So, the developers, Turtle Rock, actually tried to convince buyers and consumers that buying the season pass was saving you money because the characters are $7.50 a pop. So if you buy the season pass, they're cheaper.
Math is hard, Jesse.
I can't even convince myself to buy iTunes gift cards when I need them. I just...
Yeah, so a few other quotes from Turtle Rock and 2K around this fiasco.
Fuck 2K.
The big thing was, you know, saving you money by doing all this stuff in packs and pre-order bonuses. Their other thing was, I hate when DLC is useless. So they want to put DLC out on the market that actually impacts the game.
For the people who buy it.
For the people who bought it already. And my favorite quote from Turtle Rock, the I don't know which person, which fucking moron, said this to the public. If you didn't want DLC, you need to pay $120 for the full game.
Okay.
Until people are willing to pay $120 for a game, DLC is going to continue to trend like this. Because the games cost too much money.
Didn't that game kind of flop anyway?
It did.
Good.
Like, people did buy it. A lot of people bought it and a lot of people pre-ordered it. Not near as many as would have had they not been douchebags.
Uh-huh.
They get, like, the douchebag star of the year. Jesus.
Yeah, and I mean, this was, like, last year, and there are a lot of people that don't know about, like, this nonsense. And, yeah, it's insane. And this is going to keep getting worse, folks. It's just going to keep getting worse. We let it happen with Mass Effect, where you had to pre-order Mass Effect 3 in order to get... Mass Effect 2. You had to pre-order Mass Effect 2 in order to get a whole story mission and an additional character for your squad. Granted, he wasn't a great character, but that's beside the point. It was ready to go day one, and the only way you could get it is if you had it pre-ordered. They didn't even have it for sale separately until, like, weeks later. And then it was $5. So, yeah, this is not a new thing, and it's gonna keep getting worse, guys.
No, like, I think I mentioned this on the show before, but I read once that this same sort of trend has caused that crash in video gaming in, like, the 80s. Like, pre-ordering is part... Blah, 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 blah. Let me reword all of that. Pre-ordering caused that weird sort of crash in the 80s with video games that Nintendo came along and kind of saved the industry in. Like, wasn't it, with pre-ordering the E.T. video game? Like, it was hyped up so big and everyone pre-ordered it, it ended up being awful, or people didn't pick it up and buy it, and then everything just sort of fell apart.
And that caused a giant landfill.
Which turned out to be real. Sometimes the world's okay. But it's sort of weird, because, like, what if maybe, you know, a few years down the road, that happens again? And we need another Nintendo to come and save... Not that Nintendo's perfect in this, but it'd be weird if that's what causes the industry to just fall in on itself. It's their own greed.
Nintendo's a failing market right now, with the exception of their handheld division.
That's their own fucking fault.
Even with the freaking... I'm not bitter. My coffee's bitter.
All right, well, Asa wants to bring up a good point of DLC done correctly.
Borderlands is my go-to example when someone says that all DLC is terrible. I bring up Borderlands because Borderlands does a really good job. They release an entirely finished, long, amazing, deep game. And then they have these extra little story missions that are completely non-necessary. They're just bonus little stories. They're like $10 a pop, but there's just a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but even those just $10 are a big solid chunk. It's not like Arkham Knight plays Batgirl for 20 minutes, doing the exact same missions as the Red Hood DLC that you got for pre-ordering, or the what was the other one? The Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn. Yeah.
It's just like it's the exact same gameplay except in a different skin.
Yep.
Except less of it.
Also, I hope you picked the right place to pre-order, because there's a bunch of different options for that one, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was Arkham Knight was another one I was going to bring
about,
up.
Yeah.
And I've talked about it.
Retail exclusive pre-order bonuses.
Which are just, like, if pre-order bonuses weren't bad enough, retail exclusive ones are just so much worse. Because if you wanted to get everything with Arkham Knight, you either had to have a hookup like I did, and basically have GameStop and Best Buy employees printing out codes for you, or you're fucked. You have to buy the game from multiple retailers.
See, I was really excited for Arkham Knight because I love all those games, and then also it was a Scarecrow story, and Scarecrow is Batman's greatest villain. Shut up, Jesse. Bring it.
Whoa.
Those are contradictory. I'm sorry. We'll have another discussion later. but I love Scarecrow, and so when I found out that he was the main villain, I was stoked. And then I see all these different pre-order bonuses for different places, and I'm like, well, thank goodness I don't give a shit what my Batmobile looks like. Yeah. Because, like, none of these pre-order bonuses sound any good except for the Red Hood missions, which I thought was going to be, like, a sizable... Nope. There's two just beat up a bunch of people and one sneak around and beat up a bunch of people.
Yep.
And then the Harley Quinn one is beat up a bunch of people, then go to this next room and beat up a bunch more people.
But you get to look at her for what, however long, maybe 20 minutes that you're doing that. So.
How do you even time that? Like, oh, nope, only 20 minutes.
I was just like that's what is so that? Boring. That's so, like, I'm going to put Skyrim also on the list of decent DLC.
Yeah, because it adds just, like, it's so much content.
They added, like, the new areas. They added new, I think, abilities, maybe. Like, they expanded on the vampire lore on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to put that on there, too.
No, yeah. And,
and it came out after, like, way after Skyrim had been out.
Right, and it's so, like, which is good because Skyrim is just a massive enough game that...
Like, I love Skyrim.
You have plenty of time to play it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how Borderlands 2 was. Like, they didn't release it. It wasn't day one. Oh, and for an extra $10, get Mad Moxie's Arena.
Yeah.
Like, you're already the Dragonborn, but here's some DLC where you can really be the Dragonborn coming out day one. Like, no, they didn't do that. They waited until everybody's played it and had their turn with it. And was like, you want to play more Skyrim? Here's more Skyrim for you.
And it's not $40.
And it's not $40.
And that's the exact argument. Like, there are actually people who are a lot more hardcore about this than I am that absolutely refuse DLC in general. Like, well, you know, because my big argument is with Borderlands. I love Borderlands. I've talked about it numerous times. Top three games of all time. Love that game. The DLC is phenomenal because I finished the game and then they've got like, hey, by the way, coming up in a couple of weeks, guys, we got the first pack coming out. It's going to add, you know, X extra stuff, bunch of extra weapons, several hours of extra gameplay, just a whole new story area to mess with. And that's awesome to me because it's like, well, I'm done with Borderlands. Now I have more Borderlands to play.
Yeah.
And I love that. And, like, people argue with me, well, why didn't they just wait until that was ready to publish the game? It's like...
Because it would have delayed the game months, because that's when, like, the first one came out.
Exactly. And on top of that, like, you can keep going with that argument. Like, if they just waited until they finished everything they wanted to do, the game would have taken A, forever, and B, like, when I finished it, I would have had the same problem when I finished Borderlands 2 the first time. I was like, man, I really wish that I had more Borderlands 2 to play.
Mm-hmm.
Even with all the DLC gone.
There's a huge difference between, like, them deciding to work on some content to release later once everybody's had their chance with the game versus pulling a...
Hey, like, if you want an extra mission.
We could have put this in, but we're not going to put this in.
But give
in.
Me $5 more.
Yeah.
Like,
we're going to swindle you out of as much money as humanly possible, and then we'll let you play the game.
I almost like... And Skyrim's another great example of that, like, with Borderlands.
Love Skyrim.
it's almost... It's more of, like, back in the day with computer games, expansion packs.
I was thinking of the Fallout, the old school, like, Fallout discs that you had to buy to get the expansion packs off.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
Yeah.
That people would buy and then return after they got the DLC off of them.
And we had to stop because people would try to return them. And I was like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So
there's no returns on this particular copy.
It was more money, but at the same time, it was just so much more content. You really didn't mind playing it. And also, it wasn't complete. It wasn't affecting your game if you didn't have it. Like, another game that Jesse's going to defend that I want to tear into, fuck you, Destiny. I'm sorry I only spent $60 on your 7 out of 10.
All right, Louis, calm down.
Shots fired.
But so, the first round of DLC comes out. I did not have the $30 to be able to buy the season pass or the $20 just to pay for the first one. So, I was like, okay, well, you know, I'll just miss out on this first round of gear and weapons. We'll still be able to run the raid, though, and, like, the weekly Nightfall and stuff. So, boot it up. Weekly Nightfall DLC. Oh, so guess I can't play that part of the game. Well, that's okay. I'll do the strike playlist. Oh, can't do the highest level one. That's only the one worth doing because I don't have the DLC. Well, that's kind of a bummer. Well, so now the only way to upgrade all my gear and weapons is to go through these two things that I am now locked out of doing because I only wanted to pay the full retail price for the game and not the $40 extra. So
to make the game like $100 fucking.
Yeah. Which, and now with the Taken King coming out, sure, it's adding a lot more content, but you're going to end up paying, so you paid $60 for the base game.
Well, we'll get to that.
You paid $60 for the base game.
Dickens.
I mean the universal you.
Okay, yeah,
you pay $60 for the base game. You pay $30 for the first two DLC, for the season pass DLCs.
Mm.
So that's 90. To buy the Taken King, just the Taken King stuff, is another $40.
Mm-hmm.
So you're spending $130 on to play just this one game. What did Evolve say?
Now, a big argument that we're going to have with you right now.
Okay.
First of all, I will agree, Dark Below, when that released, that was a colossal fuck up. Like,
I believe you're mispronouncing a colossal fuck you.
Yeah, true. Either way, however you want to look at it, there was a huge backlash on that, too. Now, the big difference between Bungie and all these other corporations and all these other publishers and developers, they're not trying to defend their actions. Bungie was like, okay, we hear you. That was fucked up. We're sorry. And they fixed it. House of Wolves was a lot better. You didn't have to have House of Wolves to continue enjoying previous content if you already had Dark Below.
I
know, because they couldn't undo that fuck up. There was no undo button.
Yes, they could have.
Now, what I will say about Taken King, the thing I like about Taken King is a sequel. It's not just an expansion pack. It is adding way more gameplay. Like, you have an additional, like, triple the story, which I know there wasn't much in the first place.
So I can collect triple the amount of grimoire cards and read online?
No.
Are they actually going to put the story in the game?
Yes.
Ooh.
They have put the story in the game.
Well, look at that.
They have increased their storytelling ability.
They caught up to the 80s.
They did catch up. They did catch up. Now, the Taken King
I'm sorry being such a condescending dick, but I'm having fun with it.
I know you are. And I'm not going to hurt Asa after this. Don't worry, guys. The Asa-shaped hole in the window, completely coincidental.
My last known location is 709 Broadway. It's home of all of your video gaming needs.
I'll hold Jesse back. It's cool, man. I got you. Yeah. You want to fucking laugh some more, Jesse?
All 95 pounds of Mandy.
though Steven might come in and just beat the snot out of you for hating on Destiny, though.
Probably.
No one's scared of Steven.
No,
apparently he's more intimidating than Shannon. That's a story for another time.
Taken King. Triple amount of story, adding a bunch of new weapons and gear.
Basically, the Taken King is a sequel. Mm-hmm. They're releasing Destiny 2 in the form of the Taken King. Now, if you already have Destiny, you have the whole sequel will cost you $40. If you don't have Destiny and you're wanting to jump in, you can get the entire game, the Taken King, both DLC packs and the original game for $60. So the way I'm looking at it here, $130, that's $10 more than I would spend on two full games.
Okay, that's fair. But do you not feel a little bit slighted that you're literally paying double than the people who waited?
Not really, because I've got a year of gameplay out of it. I got a shitload of time, fun, and enjoyment out of it. Because if you look at it like this, this game has been out for a year and I've been enjoying it for a year.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to pick up Destiny right now, they can buy it from Gaming Grounds, located on 709 Broadway for all your gaming needs. Yes, I know this is plug number two. You can buy it from Gaming Grounds right now for $20. Like,
that's true.
And then you can buy the Taken DLC for $40.
Does the Taken DLC come with the Dark Below and...
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah. Like, I know they fucked up the first time, and Bungie knows they fucked up the first time, but they've made significant steps towards fixing it, and that I'm really happy about. And they're actually doing a lot of stuff for people that had it for year one. They've introduced a lot of new things since that whole what's-his-name just really pissed off the market and almost pissed me off to not wanting to play it anymore. I don't remember his name for the life of me right now. Like,
that's fine.
Somewhat something King. Either way.
Taken King.
anyway,
I don't get
now
it.
Manny.
Now Manny doesn't have your back. So, yeah, they announced a whole bunch of shit like that, and it really did look like a slight against the people that had been playing it for a year.
Very much did.
Very much did.
I'd already sold my copy, so that was fine.
Right. So they changed a lot of stuff, and they're adding a lot of stuff in for the people that have had the game for a year already. And they're making a lot of...
Can you get that stuff if I just pay the $60? Like, so if I decide, you know what, I'll go back and I pay the $60 to get the Taken King and everything,
mm-hmm.
will I be able to eventually get the stuff that you already get? Yeah. Or is that... Okay.
Like, since you played year one?
No. I mean, like, if I'm as, like, a new person. Like, I don't...
Can you get the stuff that
like,
the year one players get?
If I picked it up. Like, if I got a PlayStation 4 finally and picked up the game.
The stuff... Like, the year one bonuses for playing for the first year? No, you would not get.
Yeah.
No.
But, I mean, it's not like you get extra gun packs, emblems. There's a few other things that they haven't completely announced yet. But, yeah, it's all gifts for having played it for a year.
That
just to kind
sense.
Of, like, I guess what Asa was talking about, like, for the people that feel slighted.
Yeah.
For the people that you're getting everything now that they have paid, you know, and Asa's right. You pay $130 to get everything for the people that bought, you know, the game separately, the season pass separately. And they're going to buy the Taken King separately. For those people that paid $130 versus the people that are going to pay $60, yeah, they added in a lot of stuff.
I'm curious to see, so is the game still going to be supported for the people who don't get Taken King? Like, they only have the first season pass in Destiny?
There's still stuff you can do, yes. And they with the 2.0 patch, they increased your level cap as 34, so I think you can still level up to 34. It's just to do all of the extra stuff. Yeah, you're going to have Taken King. So,
and it's a sequel, so that makes sense.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, I think...
Until in 6 months they announce Destiny 2.
I got it. If they announce Destiny 2, I will just, like, come back. I'll do another show just retracting everything that I said.
All these flavors, and you choose to be salty.
Very much so, because I am broke. And very cheap.
Don't get me wrong, I'm broke too. But
and so, like, the main reason I got my PS4 was to play Destiny with all you guys.
See, I'm waiting for Kingdom Hearts 3.
Me too! Hey. Me too. I'm like, I refuse. There better be a PlayStation 4 of Kingdom Hearts. I will cut somebody. But, I'm coming for you.
But part of what, I guess, helps with my lack of saltiness, the one thing that I will condone pre-ordering is collector's editions. If it's a game that you are passionate about, that you want, you know, the extra statues, the extra, like, I'm a sucker for a steelbook case.
Or like the Pip-Boy Fallout 4.
Yeah,
that kind of
thing. And I will say
the Bravely Default Collector's Edition actually had a physical art book in it. I was like, yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I like physical things.
Physical, like something that you can display or, you know, collect is cool. And I think there's a difference between like Fallout 4 and pre-ordering the new Assassin's Creed. Because Fallout 4 is like a passion project for those developers. Like that's what they do. And they do it well, and you pretty much know that they're going to do a good job with it.
They don't come out with the new Fallout
every year. Yeah, versus a yearly, you know, like Call of Duty or, you know, Madden, Assassin's stuff like Creed, that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's every year, there's not a whole lot of changes between the two.
They haven't announced any, like initial DLC for Fallout 4, right?
Not that I've heard.
Okay, because it was just like, the way they're talking about it, how massive this game is going to be, like, I really don't foresee them doing that again. I feel like they're going to pull a Skyrim and be like, okay, we'll wait a few years once everybody's gotten their fill of it, and then we might, you know, whoop, here's some DLC for you. Because Bethesda's cool like that sometimes.
And that's what Bethesda's historically done on both, you know, the Elder Scrolls games and the Fallout series.
Yep.
And, with Fallout, like, Fallout is one of those games you don't need to pre-order. They're not attaching pre-order bonuses to it.
Yep.
You can get the collector's edition you can't get the collector's edition because it was extremely limited. the collector's edition is the one thing I condone pre-ordering because typically they don't launch extra copies, which is the reason that used to be the reason you pre-ordered a game. You pre-ordered a game to make sure that you got a copy.
I distinctly remember for like one of the SmackDown versus Raws that came out going to GameStop day one, like at probably 1 PM, they were already sold out.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen anymore.
Nintendo had a weird run like a couple years ago in the spring where the 3DS games you couldn't find. This was, I guess, when the 3DS was finally picking up steam. So, like, Fire Emblem Awakening came out. Luigi's Mansion came out. Bravely Default was really hard to find.
Pretty much any of the Nintendo exclusives.
Animal Crossing was impossible. You couldn't find them unless you pre-ordered them. Yeah. So I've got digital copies of a couple games because I had no other way to get them, and I worked at a game store.
Yeah. Right.
And I had to download Animal Crossing.
I had
to
download
physical
Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
So. I ended up having to buy Fire Emblem at Best Buy because I really wanted a physical copy. I worked at GameStop at the time. I had to go to Best Buy. I ended up paying extra. I was pissed. But, that used to be the reason you pre-ordered, is to make sure that you got a copy of the game. These days, you don't have to pre-order it to get a copy of the game. It will be there. Mm-hmm. Unless, you know, it's some super obscure title, in which case it'll likely still be there. You just have to hope there's not more than, you know, three of you that are wanting it. Collector's editions, they aren't going to have extras. So I'm okay with pre-ordering those. And my point going all the way back, I pre-ordered the Destiny Collector's Edition, and it came with the season pass, the steelbook case, and a whole bunch of extra little goodies. So whenever they did like the Dark Below thing, I was just like, man, that's really shitty. While I'm playing the Dark Below DLC that I got for my collector's edition.
Boy, I wish Asa could be playing with me right now.
I did. Like, I almost bought Asa the DLC, but he was so pissed off. I was like, he probably wouldn't play if I got it.
He'd rip up that receipt right in front of you. Like,
if I sound bitter now, it was so much worse.
It was.
It's like, oh, Krista, like, let's jump on my PS4 and play something. Oh, Jesse and Krista and Steven and everybody's on Destiny playing that. Now I'm just sitting here with Infamous Second Son.
Hey, Stephanie and I don't even have a
and
PS4.
And his goofy run. He has the worst run I've seen a main character in a video game do. That weird hunched over waddle. No. Yeah.
It's because he's wearing really thick jeans because they're flame retardant.
It's because
that's ever stopped. That's
But yes, Team No PlayStation 4. Yay!
Right? Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I guess I wasn't as salty as I probably should have been about that announcement. Because I already had it.
Right.
Krista had it. Steven had it. Most of our crew had it. Asa was the only one that didn't. And like I said, I was going to buy it for him because I wanted Asa to continue playing with us. But he was so mad that
I was here. I was like, we were getting ready to do the Nightfall.
Yeah.
And it's like, behind a paywall.
Yeah. And it I was just like, I was actually like scared of Asa for a minute. I thought he was about to go ballistic.
It wasn't until like the third week that I got real mad at it because maybe it was like, okay, you know, the DLC just came out. They want to, you know, really push it. That's fine. It won't go into the regular rotation of random, whatever random strike is the Nightfall. And then like 2 or 3 weeks after the DLC launches, it's the DLC strike again. Yep. They hadn't fully even cycled through all of the regular strikes in the game. And so I was just like, okay, well, it looks like every couple weeks I'm just not going to be able to advance my character at all.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's shitty. Like, was his rage beyond little Steven's rage?
It was different kind of rage. Like, his rage was
quiet.
Yeah, it was kind of like a quiet, like, magnesium fire going, and there's nothing I could put on that to put it out.
Like, they could just see the symbiote forming inside of me.
Like, yeah, it was kind of bad. Like, Steven's rage is much more, like, outward and obvious, and you can just tell him to shut the hell up because he's scaring customers.
It'll fizzle out really quickly.
Yeah. And
there's just kind of steam coming off of me. Like, I'm just sitting in my corner just like...
You go full Titan and just, not today, Junior. Not right. today.
No, let's see what this is. Oh, fantastic.
I would have thrown something. Yep.
So yeah, and it was annoying, and it was really bad, and it was a terrible business decision. And like I said, I feel like they have learned from their mistakes. And my favorite thing about Bungie and how they're handling this is they really are listening to the community, and they're making changes based on what the community wants. They've increased like vault sizes. They've done just so many little quality of life improvements because people are like, This is bad. We need this fixed. Like, we want this feature. We want this done. And they've added so much.
And I will give something to Bungie's credit, which, and I know you're probably wanting to wrap up pretty soon, but I really want to hit this Mortal Kombat thing.
No, you're good. We actually still have 20 minutes.
Well, goody. Bungie in itself, because Bungie's its own kind of publisher. Like, it doesn't have to answer to some higher...
Activision.
Well, Activision, but Activision seems to be a lot more hands-off with it. Because they just trust Bungie, which they should.
Like, no, that's because their favorite child, Call of Duty, needs all its attention. And...
Also that.
Well, no, that actually, like, just a quick segue into that. Activision is actually the reason the story was so bad when Destiny first came out.
Really?
Ha ha.
The story that we have in Destiny is actually, and I don't entirely blame Activision on this. I do a little bit because, damn it. But at the same time, the story missions that you get in Destiny are actually just the EXO missions. Like, if you chose the EXO class, that was the story you were supposed to get. There was supposed to be an entirely different story for humans and Awoken.
And just everyone gets the EXO, even no matter
what? Everyone gets the EXO, because, like, they finished that one, and Activision's like, guys, we announced this game, like, 4 years ago. We pushed it back twice now for well over a year. What do we have?
Put it out.
Yeah, they're like, do you have anything? Like, well, we could
probably
just
make...
People
didn't like Advanced Warfare. Just put it out.
please.
Call of Duty's crying in its high chair. We gotta get this out so I can go focus on that again. Right. Just get it done.
We need another one.
So, yeah, that's actually, like, one of the bad parts. And apparently, like,
well, there's a difference between, hey, we really need to get this game out, and what Warner Brothers is doing.
Right.
Which, fuck Warner Brothers, because they are also behind the Arkham Knight DLC bullshit.
Yes.
Hey, let's focus on putting out some DLC when the PC players can't even play the full game.
Yes.
But
I think that's still not fixed.
It's not. They've sent a few patches, but, like, everything that I've seen so far is it's like day, you know, however many of not being able to fully play 60 frames per second Arkham Knight on PC. Warner Brothers is also behind, and I like Ed Boon. I really do. He loves to troll his fans and just kind of generally be a dick on Twitter, but I don't blame him for the combat packs. Combat Pack 1 is you got four characters. Two of them are visiting characters. You get Tanya, who was an unplayable character, but it was in the story mode that you had to fight against. And then you get Tremor. I paid the $30 for the combat pack because I really did want Jason Voorhees. Like, he was my big one. And then Predator was the other one. So it's $60 for the base game.
Mm.
The base game Mortal Kombat X comes with 24 characters, 13 stages, and probably about half the roster had an alternate skin or two.
Mm-hmm.
Not any of the new characters, because why would we support Cassie Cage or Kotal Kahn? I mean, they get an extra skin, but Scorpion needs 16.
And he does have like 8 or 9. It's stupid how many skins Scorpion has now.
The first combat pack comes with those four characters and then 12 skins. Each character it was a staggered release. You got four, 3 weeks in between each one, I think. And then each character came along with three skins for whoever. And now they just announced that, which, and Ed Boon caught a lot of shit for, which, again, wasn't really fair to him, because he posted on Twitter, tomorrow, and a silhouette of four new characters in a second combat pack. So everyone's assuming, you know, the trailer, we're actually going to get to see who these characters are, what comes out. The tomorrow announcement was WB making a statement saying that sometime in 2016... you'll be able to have four more characters, one stage, and some more skins. Stay tuned.
So there was
Ed Boon teased an announcement for an announcement, which again is just fuck you.
Tease an announcement for an announcement date.
No. There's no date.
Tease an announcement for a future announcement.
Exactly.
There we go.
But it looks like if it's going to be four new characters, at least one stage, and then, if they do the same combat pack route, 12 more skins. If you buy the first and second combat pack, you are spending the same amount for a base game.
Yeah.
Again, the base game had 24 characters, as opposed to the two combat packs giving you 8.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe 24 skins and one stage. Fuck you, WB. Like, I'm all for the people working on these games getting paid, but you're making me pay the price of a full game for less than half of the content
One
that
third,
I got.
One third, actually.
Yeah.
That's even. Ridiculous.
Numbers is hard, Jesse. I know.
It's okay, buddy. I'm
so,
here for you.
It's a third of the game, but I'm paying the full price for it. And I get the whole, oh, well, if you don't want the content, you don't have to buy it. Fuck you. I want the content. Like, I do want the content. I don't want to have to spend
$30.
Double the price, $120.
And let's not forget Mortal Kombat also had some day one DLC.
Oh, they did. You got the pre-order bonus of Goro, but if you didn't pre-order, he was $5.
Which I was actually furious about. I thought we were all going to get into Mortal Kombat because, like, Shannon bought it, Asa bought it, and a few other people bought it, and we were all having fun with it here in the store. So I bought it to play it at home so I could compete with these guys. And then I noticed I didn't have Goro. Like, the fuck you mean I don't have Goro? So I looked, and I was like, $5 for Goro? I just paid $60 for this fucking game. Goro's available right now. Why do I not have Goro? Goro was on the disc, ready to go. What? You paid $5 to unlock that fucker.
What?
The only reason I had, because I didn't pre-order, I actually didn't pre-order Mortal Kombat because I'm not pre-ordering games anymore. So the only reason I have Goro is because I had literally $6.20 or something ridiculous in my PSN wallet. And I was like, well, there's nothing that I'm going to buy for $6, so I'll just take Goro.
The only reason I have Goro is because I had that hookup at GameStop. So I was like, yo, dog, give me a code for Goro, please. And yeah, send me a picture message.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had Goro. But yeah, I was like, if I hadn't already like opened this game and played it, I would have taken it back. Like, $60 back, please.
Yeah.
Because this is fucking stupid.
And the thing, someone on Reddit went through and did like a high-res image of the silhouettes of the characters that they showed. And sure, they may just be placeholders, but these next four characters are garbage. One of them is, again, a character you have to fight in the story mode, but you can't just play as him, Baraka. The other one is Bo Raicho, who appears in the story mode, just not in any kind of fighting capacity. He's just there.
Bo Raicho.
Who's the drunken master, who's stupid.
Oh, okay.
He was in a previous Mortal Kombat game.
Then the other two are still kind of up in the air, like there's some debate, but it looks like it's going to be one of the robots, and then Fujin or Shujinko. Which, one, who gives a shit about Shujinko? And two...
I've never even heard of Shujinko.
He's like the old man version of the character you play through, I think, Deception.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's like, I don't want Bo Raicho at all. That character does nothing for me. And Baraka is on the disc in the story mode that you have to fight him. But he's just not, you can't play as him unless you pay for him.
No,
same with Tanya.
Like, at least with, I guess, going back to Nintendo with Smash, you know how they've got their list of, or they had that poll up, like, well, if we made DLC characters for Smash, who would you guys like to see?
Yeah.
I know a few people were really wanting Waluigi for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo specifically said, I think, that if a character is already in the game, like as a background character, they don't want to add them as an actual fighter. And Waluigi's one of those characters. Like, he's already technically there, but it would require recoding everything in order to actually get him to be playable.
Mm-hmm.
So Nintendo's like, nope, somebody else, nobody that's actually already in the game as an NPC.
And again, I don't blame NetherRealm Studios. I don't blame Ed Boon. This is purely just, this reeks of WB money grubbing and trying to milk their franchise. Yes.
And I will say that a lot of the time, the problem is with the publisher more so than it is the developers.
Mm-hmm.
The developers work on the content, and then the publishers are the ones that put the price tags on it.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because that's
for film and for games. Yeah. So.
And that's a lot of the reason, like Team Fortress 2, the reason it's not popular on Xbox, like Xbox 360, Microsoft wouldn't let
Steam or
Valve put up the content for free. Like, it was the stuff PC gamers get for free. And
Microsoft wanted to cut.
Microsoft said, no, you can't put it up for free. You've got to put it up. So Valve was just like, then we're not going to put it up there.
$5 per hat.
And again, to Ed Boon's credit, Rain is a character, was a DLC character from Mortal Kombat 9. He appears in the story mode again as someone that you can fight against, just not be able to play. But he's already announced that Rain is not going to be a part of the combat pack. He will not make people pay for a character twice. Which is good. That's good. Yes, I agree with that. But at the same time, just fuck you, WB. Why you got to make me hate Batman?
Hate and is gonna Mortal Kombat?
Hate. Yeah, I. Publishers definitely are a lot of the problem. And yeah, fuck WB. Fuck Activision. Fuck Ubisoft. Especially fuck Ubisoft.
Oh, fuck Ubisoft.
God damn, I hate Ubisoft. They are probably the worst offenders about, like, please pre-order this broken game. Don't worry, we'll have it working within a couple of weeks of release, we hope.
Kind of.
Fingers crossed. Only if we get your money, because, I mean, then how are we supposed to pay for it?
Yeah, because they are the ones that put in, like, Assassin's Creed. Every Assassin's Creed game, you get a full fucking mission for pre-ordering it.
Can you imagine how great Assassin's Creed would be if it put the same love and effort into it that, like, Bethesda puts into Fallout or any of the Elder Scrolls games? Just a lot of time and effort into researching and putting everything together. And then it's just like, be free.
Imagine if they,
you
were just like,
5 years, be free.
Exactly. Yeah. What if they're just like, you know what, tell you what, this next one that's coming out, it's going to be the last one for 3 years. And then we're going to keep working on one, but it's not going to be a yearly installment.
Yes.
How good would that game be?
Right.
For the people who enjoy those games, because I actually don't really like Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed 1 and 2, like both of those had a lot of time.
That's
and those
why
are really.
That was my point, is that the first two, you know, people love them.
Yeah. Like Assassin's Creed 2 is still one of my favorite games. Like definitely my favorite of that series.
And then it just sort of. Woo.
And that's what I'm kind of worried about, is what's happening to Dark Souls. Because it started as. The first two, there was a pretty sizable distance between them. And then, I know the person who created that went and did Bloodborne.
Yes.
They've already announced Dark Souls 3 for next year.
Right. And that's worrying me.
That is not the kind of game that needs to be a yearly. That's like a hardcore.
Yeah, because like the idea is, I guess, they've already hit where they want to with graphics, like via Bloodborne, because Bloodborne was being worked on independently of Dark Souls 2. Mm-hmm. Like they were being developed concurrently.
They
used the same physics engine, same graphics engine, all that stuff. They just, you know, souped it up for the PlayStation 4, so it looked nice and pretty. So I assume that they're going to use all of that same stuff. They're just going to reskin it for Dark Souls 3, and you know, put that Dark Souls flavor back into it. With, you know, the way the story works and how that goes. But the combat system was virtually identical.
Right.
I guess 2 years, I feel like, is enough time. If you've already got the physics engine that you're going to use and you already have the graphics engine that you're going to use, 2 years, I feel, is enough time to make a new game for it. Because at that point, it just becomes retexturing and, you know, working on a new story.
At the very least, longer than 1 year in between.
Right.
Yeah. Because we end up with a broken mess that is Assassin's Creed.
You shouldn't get a trailer.
Thing, like
for
Call
the...
of Duty.
Yeah.
And I'm very bitter about
Call of Duty. Call of Duty, they added in a third developer. So now every developer has 2 years to work on a game. Like, between Sledgehammer, Infinity Ward, and Treyarch are the three developers for Call of Duty now. And they each have then the 2 years between their releases. Like, they'll have two off years that they can be working on their own game. So, like, the next Treyarch release won't be until 2018.
Is that who did Advanced Warfare?
No, Treyarch is Black Ops 3. They're the ones releasing this year.
Okay.
Treyarch is the one that everybody likes.
I was going to say, Treyarch's the one, because there's one that people really like, and then I thought there was one that, like, they were very... Okay.
It started out with Infinity Ward and Call of Duty 4.
Mm-hmm.
Then, basically, after Modern Warfare 2, Infinity Ward broke up because they had conflicts with Activision. They went on to make their own studio, and their first game, I can't remember the name of the studio for the life of me, but they made Titanfall.
Okay.
And then...
Does anybody play that anymore?
Yeah, people, actually, it's got a pretty big following still, like a nice little cult following. But the big thing with Titanfall, the problem that everybody had with that, is there really wasn't much to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was literally just, there were two different game types, it was all online, there was no real story to it, you just went on and played. So if you wanted Call of Duty with giant robots, Titanfall is your game.
Yeah.
Well, also, didn't the story progress no matter, like, what side won?
Pretty much.
Like, it tells the same story, even if, you know, you trade victories or just a clean sweep all the way down the board.
And it's not a deep story by any stretch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, they could do that.
Shooter.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, they don't really have these stories.
Yeah, and then Treyarch was, their first installment was actually, like, Call of Duty 3, I think. And with Call of Duty 3, it was, like, super cartoony. It was, like, the least popular Call of Duty to ever release. And then they did World at War, was their first more serious one. World at War?
Yeah.
No, World at War was the one after Call of Duty 4.
Oh.
Technically, World at War was Call of Duty 5.
Huh.
And then Sledgehammer got...
this is also really fun to explain to people.
Yes. Oh, man. When Modern Warfare 3 came out, like that Christmas season, everybody came up with Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. Because they're like, oh, I guess this is the newest one, right? Like, no, the newest one is Modern Warfare 3. Well, this is Call of Duty 4. 4 is bigger than 3. It's like, yes, this is Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 1. This one here is like Call of Duty 7, Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah, they went about that all
wrong. It's like the Fast and the Furious movies.
No, it's like explaining the DS systems to people, too. That also takes like 15 minutes.
Or the Wii U.
Yeah, that's another hard one. Anyway. Yeah, it's... So yeah, and then Sledgehammer, their first release was, I think, Advanced Warfare was Sledgehammer. Infinity Ward had Ghost.
I don't even know where
we're
at anymore.
Yeah, I know. Jesus Christ. That was a long tangent. But yeah. They're getting extra time is basically the point of the story. So they're making improvements because they realize they're releasing like a hot mess every year. So they're giving the developers more time to make something good.
Good.
So yeah, that's the point of that. It's moving in the right direction, but the pre-order thing still needs to stop. So yeah, once again, point of the whole show, stop pre-ordering your games.
For sure. It'll be there.
Yeah, stop pre-ordering the money-grubbing bullshit.
Unless you're one of the 7 people that got the Pip-Boy Fallout Edition.
Right.
Good for you.
In which
don't
case,
sell it online.
You should probably go with friends to pick yours up.
Yeah. Yes.
Hire some security.
They're going to have those black bags like they did for like the console release.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. When the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 released, we actually had like black bags that you couldn't see into for that whole period
of time. So nobody would know what it was in the parking lot.
Because, I don't know if you remember when PS3 released and the Xbox 360 released, PS3 in particular, there were at least 2 cases that I can think of off the top of my head of someone getting mugged on the way back. One woman actually died. Like, she got stabbed 8 times, they stole her PS3 and ran.
Jesus.
In the parking lot.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Yeah. People are so stupid.
I don't think anything like that happened with the PlayStation 4 or the Xbox One, fortunately.
Because we had the black bags.
I guess people were just being more careful. But either way, that didn't happen this time around. And also, the systems weren't $800 or $700, which is what the starting price for the PlayStation 3 was in the day. So, yeah. Anyway, I think that'll just about wrap us up. The anger kind of died down. I was kind of surprised about that.
You got vented out.
I'm just defeated.
It's okay. or he's
tapping
defeated.
Tapping out.
So from Asa, the man that will pay $30 for 4 characters but won't for 2 extra DLC packs on Destiny.
I have more money now than I did last year.
I can't get a special edition system at all.
Oh, that's right,
so.
Stephanie. You got 4 minutes if you want to talk about that. Go ahead.
I mean, it's a little unrelated, but I guess it's the same thing. It's just like, I had the original special edition Zelda 3DS, the black one with all the gold trim on it. It looked really nice.
I have that one, too.
When I upgraded to the 3DS XL, I also got the special edition Zelda system, the gold one with the Triforce on it. It looks really nice. I could not get the Majora's Mask one. It was gone. If I didn't see one myself physically in the store, because everybody else has one, I wouldn't believe it existed. Like, it's just gone. They're not there. And then they came out recently. They announced the special edition Zelda one. It's a different one. It's not tied to any game. It just has the Hyrule crest on it.
Yeah, some sort of anniversary version.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like, I think it's like black again with gold trim on it. But it's an XL because the XL screen is really nice and it's big and I like it better than the normal one. Funny story, I saw that announced playing on my phone at work on break, and I'm like, cool, I'll save this link and I'll check it out later. And I got home and it was gone. Like, it just wasn't there.
What the hell?
And I was like, okay, I didn't want to give GameStop $200 anyway, so never mind. And it was just like, you know what, I'll just get a regular system. I'm going to import that Japanese clear case with the Japanese bridge and the cats and the soccer blossoms on it. And I'll make my own special edition system. I cannot talk today. I'm sorry, everybody.
It's all right.
She's not even hungover.
No, I don't even drink. But no, it's just... I can't talk.
So angry.
But I was just like, I've had the other 2 special edition Zelda systems, got them with no problem, and then now they're just like, Nintendo's like, we're making 15. If you're not one of these 15
I'm
people.
I'm convinced that Nintendo is actively trying to go under.
No, like, there's an article that I saw I saw the headline for it, and it was funny, because it's just like, we don't know why the Amiibos in Splatoon are so popular. So we're gonna not make more of them until we figure this out. That's what Nintendo's doing.
Yeah, that's like Nintendo's going plan right now.
Well, like people are throwing money at them, and they're
and
on
they're
the stripper
like,
stage,
no,
just
away,
like I don't
away.
Know
we
why
don't,
are people throwing
this?
Money at me? I don't understand.
Do you
but
not
no.
understand how we market our systems? We don't want money.
Because like I wanted a new 3DS XL. Like, because it has the amiibo support and everything else on it, and it would be nice to just upgrade, because I don't buy consoles or games that often. And then I can't do it because it keeps selling out, and so I'm going to have to find something. Or I get the clear case and put Lisa Frank stickers all over it. Okay. I can do that,
I
too.
I have a question that makes me really angry.
Go ahead.
When you say the new 3DS XL, is it a regular 3DS XL that is new, or is it a new 3DS that is XL?
So glad I don't work at GameStop.
Yeah,
so glad.
Even here it's not as big of a problem, but I know at GameStop I would be losing my shit trying to explain to grandparents, especially.
I'm asking legitimately. I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
what you're
talking about. Is it the one with the little C stick?
It's the one with the little
C
stick.
Okay, so it is a new 3DS XL.
Yes.
It's not a new 3DS XL.
I don't know if you've heard of this Wii U thing, but Nintendo's not really great about naming things.
No, they're not. Someone who keeps up with video games and stuff and loves video games, I thought the Wii U was just a controller that went with the Wii.
So many people still do.
I love my 3DS a lot. Like, I like its portability, and honestly, a lot of games I want to play right now are actually on that darn console. But eventually I know they're going to start making games just for the new 3DS XL, and then I'll be like, cool, I've gotten every other Zelda system. Like, cool, I'll get that one and just continue the trend. Nope.
Unless you want to pay $1,000.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not giving some scalper $400 for a Majora's Mask.
Fuck you, scalpers, indeed.
So. That's all right. As soon as they announce the Fire Emblem system, Stephanie, you'll have a Zelda one.
But she'll want the Fire Emblem one, too.
And then there's a chance I won't even be able to grab that one because it'll be gone. Like, I clicked that link. It said pre-order now. And I was like, cool. I've got to take care of some other stuff first, but I'll check it out when I get home. Nope. It was gone. It was there, and then it was gone.
Yep.
Like, I probably could have clicked pre-order now, and it would have went, no.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you really, really sure?
We require a blood sacrifice.
Do you
want this console?
Do you actually want to pay us money? Yes. You're sure? Damn it, yes. Okay, thank you for completing the survey. We are unfortunately sold out already.
Right? Yeah.
If we get them more in, though, that we've already got your blood on record, so
we'll give you a call. You're in line.
Just one day, all of a sudden, you're just like, man, I'm really tired. I'm not feeling myself. And then you go online, it's like, oh, I've automatically pre-ordered the new Zelda. They've just withdrawn it from me remotely.
Dang it.
That's a neat trick. I wonder how they did that. Awesome. Oh, well, at least I got the system.
Orange juice. What's happening? But I'm tired of it.
Yeah, companies making too much product and
not
forcing
enough.
You to pre-order it. Well, yeah, I know.
And then not
making
enough.
You pay
or
it's either, yeah, you either you pay extra for the shit they've already made, or we're just going to make six of this thing that 100 million people want.
Good luck. Either way, you're getting fucked. So anyway, stop pre-ordering games.
Start making more systems.
Nintendo, get with the program. Please start meeting demand or
save
coming
the
close.
World.
Somebody get Reggie on the phone.
Because if Nintendo goes under, the rest of gaming is screwed.
It's true. Not. I disagree with that completely.
They're the
Nintendo. Nintendo's about to go under. It doesn't matter.
No, they're not.
No one has a
like,
Wii U.
Even like I've seen statistics for how much,
and
like how much they've
dust.
Lost.
I'll take
like
it.
How much money they've lost in recent years hasn't scratched the surface of how much they're worth.
It's
like just because they're going through a rough patch doesn't mean that Nintendo's going to go under.
I mean, their handheld division is holding them up like sturdy because no one can compete.
But
the
like,
only
honestly,
video game I bought recently was on that for my 3DS. Like,
which
that's the
handheld
only
is doing
I'm
great,
buying.
But I mean, the Wii U. Like if the Wii U just disappeared, the only thing people would miss is Smash.
And Splatoon, it actually got ridiculously popular.
Oh, did it?
Disney Infinity actually has done a parody game of it because
of
Splatoon, yes.
Huh. Yeah, like Splatoon. Splatoon was selling out. Like, you couldn't find it in a lot of places. That was one of the things that Stephanie was talking about.
Nintendo ran under the bed because it's scared.
Yeah, Nintendo's like, I don't know why people are buying this game.
They're like, we just drew this in our sleep, and we're like, what the fuck? Why not? And they're like, oh, God.
They actually almost made it a Mario game, apparently.
I'm so glad they didn't.
Me too.
Everything's
a Mario game.
Yeah, they almost like Doki Doki Panic. That was a Mario 2 was a game originally called Doki Doki Panic, but they didn't think that it would sell well in the American audiences, so they reskinned it with Mario.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
What are you playing? What?
All right, guys.
That's a good ending, though.
Wrapping it up. Asa Gray, Stephanie White, and Mandy Kennedy.
Yeah.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Bye.